Hello, my name is Kent Sebastian. I work at Red Hat in the Eclipse team, and I work on their profile plugin. In this demo, I'll show the features the plugin currently has and how to get started using it. First, a little background. OProfile is a system-wide profiler, by design to get this information for every process running on the system. The aim of the Eclipse plugin is to make OProfile's profiling capabilities useful for application developers using the C and C++ development tools for Eclipse. The plugin hooks into Eclipse's logic facilities and handles all the OProfile tasks in the background. Currently, the plugin uses console helper for root authentication, which is needed for running OProfile. In the future, the authentication will be handled by PolicyKit, which will be available in all major distributions. Alright, let's get started. A binary can be profiled with same defaults by simply right-clicking on the project folder, the binary itself, on an editor for a file belonging to that project. Simply go to Profile As and Profile with OProfile. The default event for given CPU is based on where the execution time is spent, usually CPU clock and halted, as we see here, or global power events. After the binary has terminated, the OProfile review refreshes itself and displays the results. The data is shown in a tree-like structure with the nodes describing the following: the event which is profiled, the session name this profile is stored in, the binary which was profiled, symbols gathered from debugging information, and samples describing specific lines of code the program was executing when a profile took a sample. Double-clicking on the sample brings you to that line in an editor if the source file is available, as you can see here. Current is the name of the default session, but it can be saved to another name and viewed later alongside new profiles by double-clicking on it in the view and entering a new name. Say run 1. As you can see, the same information as before. Note that if the default session is not saved, the samples will be overwritten on the next profile. Let's try this again with a more complex program, Archer, a branch of DDB. As before, profile as, profile with our profile. We'll load up the previous program, set some breakpoints. Print some variables. And wait for the plugin to gather the results. As you can see here, there are plenty to choose from. Let us choose some at random. As before, we'll save this, say run 2, so we can view both of these simultaneously at a later time. OProfile itself can be configured in many ways to get the information that you need, but it's not as easy as it could be. The profile configuration within Eclipse gives a user-friendly interface to these options. You can get there by going to Profile As, Profile Configurations. A one-click default run leaves behind a profile configuration which you can edit rerun as needed, or you can create a new one by double-clicking on the top-level element here. Fill in these fields here, Archer, the GDB binary, and then go to the OProfile configuration tabs. These options are all for the setup of the OProfile daemon. For example, you can refer to your kernel's VM Linux image file and take include dependent kernel modules to get more detail on what kernel modules your program is using. For more detail on these options, refer to the OProfile documentation. The events tab is where the important configuration is. Depending on your CPU, you can have several hardware counters, each of which has specific events it can profile, represented by these tabs. This interface allows you to easily choose which events you're interested in, or revert back to the default CPU time event. Let's profile Archer with two events simultaneously. As before. As you can see, you can have multiple events and multiple sessions displayed all at the same time. We'll just choose some random events here, see where they are. So as you can see, getting meaningful profile information from Eclipse requires only a few clicks. Some of the features coming in the future include line colorization of the code hotspots, comparing two profiles, and filtering of samples based on their percentage. Thank you for your time. If you'd like to help out, click the Get Involved link at www.eclipse.org/linuxtools.